Well, there's a lot of changes. As you know, we are tied to State of Michigan funding. So we're still kind of hanging on the limb here, trying to figure out where we're at. We have consistently been getting cut over the past few years, and we were cut last year. Our anticipation, what we were told originally, is that there was going to be no funding for us this year. We are very fortunate that we do have a healthy donation account, and we kind of foresaw this coming and when looking around for grants and opportunities to keep ourselves in business and to keep our services available to people with diabetes and healthcare professionals in the UP to be able to continue to do what we do. So we're kind of in a little bit of a transition mode, but we're still trying to offer services locally and UP wide.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that in terms of, we know with the conditions with diabetes and things that lead to it, and those increases in the general population, your services seem like they're more important than ever. But now you must have to kind of say, we're going to provide very basic things and basic information and let people come to it, right?
That's unfortunately where we're at. We certainly don't want to close doors, but now we're kind of in a mode of we'll be doing a lot of work based on grant opportunities and where monies are available. And we're certainly seeking things that go along with our long-term mission to, provide diabetes education, treatment awareness, prevention information throughout the UP. We've always done continuing ed programs for healthcare professionals, and we are, seeking funding to be able to continue to do that because what we're hearing from our partners is that those opportunities are not being offered locally through their hospital and they don't have the funding for that. So we're trying to seek out those types of avenues. We're still trying to do as much as we can. We've unfortunately had to turn a lot down a lot of opportunities that we've always partnered with in the past, and we're hoping that that may change. We're still trying to keep our name out there and just do some various fundraiser pieces.
Well, I mean, you and I were talking before we started this whole interview. There's just it's a way of, you have to look at things differently now, and a
Yes.
lot of organizations are like that. And, quite honestly, groups that are able to, I hate to use the term pull it off, but that's kind of the way we're looking at it, will be stronger in the long run once things and if things, do ever get a little bit better around here. But in these tougher times, it's finding these ways to maintain what you're doing, and if you can do that, you will be stronger in the long run.
Right. And I mean, it's not like we don't deal with budget issues every
Right.
October. So this is unfortunately nothing new for us. This is the first time in our 25-year history that it looks like we may get no funding from the state.
But
So
the key is you're still maintaining the information sites and things that you have had
our
that people.
website is still available. It's cutting down, and we're looking at, what do we do long term? And we're fortunate to have some funding to, certainly keep our doors open. There are diabetes outreach networks in Lower Michigan that have already closed. So we're fortunate to be able to do that. It's just trying to be innovative and creative. And even with the fundraising opportunities that we're doing, it's things that follow our mission and promote diabetes education and awareness. So.